you have before. However, one Rasha, so really he has the right, it's really a right of, it's an option, or a right of first refusal. If he doesn't want, Mahalchin al Kobach, so we then go to all the brothers. So the question would be, does that mean in order? Meaning, it's really it's a similar type of shayla. You know, the mitzvah of honoring achiv hagadol, by kabedas avicha vezimecha, you're mechuyev to honor achicha hagadol. Is achicha hagadol the oldest? Well, let's say there are five brothers, right? You know, is number five mechuyev to honor number four? Right, that's mechuyev. It says achicha hagadol. So similarly, the most rishonim learn. Mahalchin al kol ha'achin means you go in order, that if the oldest brother doesn't want, you do go to the second oldest brother. Lai ratzu, if nobody wants to do Yibam, so then, chayzrin eitzel ha'gadal v'aymrim lai, olecha mitzvah, o chalais o yaben. So initially, if the older brother doesn't want to do Yibam, we don't say, give chayza. Rather, we try. So you see from the Mishnah Gufa, although we'll see in Gemara Machlekes about this, that Avada Yibam is preferable to Chalitza. Again, we're trying to tell maybe a different question. Yibam is preferable because the mitzvah is Yibam. So we would rather have the Yibam of a second brother than the Chalitza of an older brother. So we try to get a Yibam from some of the brothers.
We even tried to get him to do it again after he said no.
And then we try to get him to do it again. He then says, I want to do Chalitza, so Mamela, at that point he does Chalitza.
It's like that thing, maybe. Huh? It's like being the Shliach Tzibur, maybe.
Right.
Maybe he just didn't
Now, one Shiloh that's not clear from the Mishnah, though, is, not maybe this clear, that L'chaira, it's interesting that the Mishnah seems to say that the older brother has kedima in the mitzvah of chalitza. In other words, because the way the Mishnah says it is, we went through all of the brothers, nobody wants to do yibam. We then go back to the oldest brother and we say, you either do yibam, or the pasuk says, you do chalitza.
Right.
What if for some reason the younger brother really wants to do chalitza? He never does. In other words, it's mashma that even though the kedima of Aliyah B'chor is l'gabe yibam, it would seem to transfer it to chalitza as well.
That the other wants to do chalitza, the other wants to do yibam, that may be different.
Yeah, that would be that's more we'll talk about. But again, the mashmos of the Mishnah is pretty clear. The mashmos of the Mishnah seems to be if the younger wants to do yibam and the older wants to do chalitza, we would do yibam.
But they go together, though. The yibam and chalitza seem to go together.
There's the one that has the mitzvah.
The yibam is loved up.
Actually, that's interesting. So the issue might be it's not the pshat, the bechor has kedima and chalitza, but rather there may be another principle. Whoever has a mitzvah yibam will have the ikar mitzvah of chalitza. In other words, it's not an honor to the bechor that he gets chalitza. It'll just follow from his priority.
So the yibam is loved up, though.
The what?
To learn the Yom, in other words.
What do you mean? No,
mitzvah gadol to do the mitzvah.
No, so the mitzvah of the gadol is the mitzvah of Yivam. But memela, if the gadol has the mitzvah of Yivam, he will have the mitzvah of Chalitza. Now, what if nobody wants to do Yivam, but they offer an excuse? Tala b'katan ad shiyagdil. Now, what do you mean, Tala b'katan? Let's say that the Bechor says, well, I don't want to do Yibam or Chalitza, but I know my younger brother does want to do it, but he's still a Katan. Now, here, Katan means Katan Mamish. Now, let me go back a little bit. Alibi the Emes, a Katan, even a Katan Mamish, theoretically can do Yibam, because the halacha is that Yibam does not require to be a Bardas. And it only requires that he be a Roy Labi. So a Katan Ben Tess, is Kaina Yumama. But the Gabi Chalitza, there is a Gzeres HaKosov that only a Gadol can do Chalitza. So a Katan cannot do Chalitza, but a Katan can be Miyamim. So I'm not sure. When the Nebuki Yosef says that Katan here means Katan Mamish, as opposed to a younger brother, I don't know if he means by a katan mamish less than Ben Tess or less than 13.
But how can you be less than Ben Tess?
No, that's what the Mishnah says. Tala the katan ad sheyagdil.
Right.
Let's say the gadol, no, that's less than betes, but it's afterwards less than betes.
Oh, he
said, let's wait because if indeed you don't force me to do something till we go through all the brothers, so I have a brother, we should wait for it. Right? Wait for it. So if the brother is less than betes, that's certainly a tag because he can't do it now. But the Mishnah says, no, we don't wait. In other words, if the person is not roy right now, we just don't count it. Meaning to say, neither the younger brother has the right to say, wait and let me make a choice, nor can the older brother say, let's wait until he can make a choice. So if he tries to say, let's wait, or even if there's a mamash of bechor, ad sheyava mimtina seyo, someone's out of the country, let's wait till he gets back. Or cheresh of a shaita, or let's say one of the brothers is a cheresh or a shaita, but there's some possibility they might be cured. So none of these are going to be excuses of the tia. Ein shaymin lai, ela aimrim lai, we tell the oldest brother that's here, even if there's a bechor in Medina Sayyam, alecha mitzvah, how you would apply this thing about Medina Siyam, I mean, would really depend on time and place. I mean, if the guy, you know, the brother's in America, he's coming back next week, that's not really what the Mishnah's talking about. For Shteitzach, I think we would say, let's wait till he gets back, or let's call him on the phone. But the Mishnah's talking about a case where, you know, people can be gone for a very long time, we don't know when they're coming back. So, B'chiyad Gavna, the second oldest brother does not have the right to say, let's wait for the oldest brother to come back. There's Chalai Zoya.
How long is this? Is this is Mamas Lefaneinu, he's back tomorrow? Or is this 2 years?
So how long would it be? I don't know about the Lachat Tarka. I mean, today we do Chalitz anyway, but the question would be, if there would be even. We'll see that tomorrow. Budget. How long would we wait? I don't know clearly how long we would wait for something like that.
It's interesting that both times Mishnah says, Oye Chalot, Oye Abein, not the other way around. Because it's Oye Abein, Oye Chalot.
Seems
to imply that, like Rob was saying before, that he really does have Kadima for the.
In the Chalitza itself.
Chalitza, yeah.
Now maybe he says Chalot first because. Really, he already
said no.
He said
no. Oh, yeah, by the way. Right. Don't forget to do the
right. So it's a way of pushing him to do the chalitza by saying, well, okay, you know, you're gonna land the chalitza.
Otherwise, right.
Yeah.
Well, what's the essential? What's the essential rush? I mean, if you have to wait anyway, if you're around, like, what's the rush that we can't wait for this guy to come back? I mean, he's the oldest brother. Go to him. So anyway, you're gonna have. I mean.
Well, maybe that's. Maybe that's good for the answer to your question, meaning to say it could very well be, based on your swara, that 3 months might be this year. So she cannot get married in 3 months. So Mimela, we can do the chalitza within 3 months.
Send it back within 3 months.
It's more than that, we don't want to be ma'am again. Yeah. So we'll do something more since it's with Itzmar. Let's say you have a shaila here. Bias katan v'chalitza skabo. Now here, Muki Yosef says, katan does not refer to a 9-year-old. Katan is just, it's a little confusing. Sometimes katan means a 9-year-old, and sometimes it just means a younger brother. So here the Muki Yosef says that you just mean a younger brother. What if the older brother says, the Bechor, I don't want to do Yivam, but I want to do Chalitza. And the younger brother says, I want to do Yivam. Now, you might say that the Mishnah seems to indicate Yivam as priority, because it says, if the older brother doesn't want to do Lo Ratza, Mahalchin al Kol Achin. And so the simple pshat of the Mishnah is, if you as a Bechor say, I don't want to do Yibam, we go to the next guy. But you'll see, there's another way of learning. So, Pligiba, Rav Yechanan, Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Echad Omar, we don't know which one, the way we learned the Mishnah, Bias Katan Adifa. Okay, which means to say, the first thing we do is look for a Miyabe. The Bechor doesn't want to do Yibam, we go to the next guy. So even if the Bechor says, I'm perfectly happy to do Chalitza, we will still go to the next one for Yibam. Right? That's how we learned, actually, that's how we paskin. Bias Katan is Adifa. Bechad Omar. But the other man, the Omar says, Chalitzas Gadel Adifa. That if the Bechor wants to do Chalitza, that will trump the next guy wanting to do Yibam. So the question is like this. When you look at the Mishnah, let's look at the lesson of the Mishnah. Mitzvah begadol liyabim, loy ratza mahalchim. So according to the first man, the Amar, it means loy ratza liyabim, even if he wants chalitza, mahalchim, we go with the next brother. According to the second man, the Amar, loy ratza, I don't know why he doesn't want to do chalitza, but loy ratza means he says, I don't want to do yibam or chalitza, then we go to the next brother. But if the Gadol says, I want to do Chalitza, according to the second Mandi Omar, his Chalitza would have priority even over the Yibam of the other. So essentially, the Machlekes Amirayim is, how do you learn the line of the Mishnah that says, La Yiratza? Now, the two Svaras would be, like the first Lashon at least, we'll see a second Lashon, is that the Iker desire of the Torah is their Yibam. It's very clear. In fact, we have a very strong right of this, going back to the second parak. Remember the din of Chayvei Lamin. If, for example, a Gerusha, a Kohen married a Gerusha the Aveira, who dies. Gerusha now falls Yibam to a Kohen, his brother Kohen Hedget. Okay? So Min HaTaira, since there's only a Laisa Aseh, I would say the Aseh of Yibam is Daicha, the Laisa. See, if it's an Almana L'Kohen Gadol, you'll remember the problem is, Ein Aseh Daicha Laisa Aseh B'Aseh. It's only a Grusha L'Kohen Hedget. Right? In fact, by the way, I can give you a case, even if it wouldn't be the first marriage be Avera. For example, the Kohen's brother is a Cholom. It's entirely possible, let's say, that their father had two wives, a regular wife, and the father married a Grusha. I mean, there has to be some Aveira somewhere. So the brother, we are brothers from the same father, but one is a Cholal, who's not a Kohen, and the other is a Kohen. The Cholal is allowed to marry a Grusha. So the Cholal marries a Grusha, the Cholal dies. That's interesting. The Cholal also passes his wife to Kahuna. So that just means there are two Lavin. In other words, an Ashes Cholal is usher to marry a Kohen. Oh, okay, but that's actually not going to change anything. Because an Aseh can certainly be two Lavin as well. Okay. But be this it may. So in Atayra, I say Aseh Doche Leis Aseh. But the Rabbanan were Geyser Chayleses, Lomis Yamemes. Because Bia Rishayna had to be a Shmiya. So the Gemara itself asked the Kasha, why do you say it's only a Drabanan? L'chayra, how can you say Yasei Docha Lo Sasa? It's Efshir L'kayim Shneim. I could be Makayim a Mitzvah without transgressing the love, because I could give Chalitza. And the fact that I could give Chalitza means I wouldn't have had to appear. The Gemara's teretz is Chalitza B'makayim Yibam Lav Mitzvah. Meaning to say, it's not the pshat. See, if the Torah said, there are two ways you fulfill the mitzvah of dealing with your brother's widow. You can either do the mitzvah this way, or do the mitzvah that way. That would be called Efshir L'Kayim Shneim. But Chalitza is not in the nature of fulfilling the mitzvah. Chalitza is a way of getting out of the mitzvah. But the mitzvah gufa, right? So you see, Chlora, that the Iker Kavana of the Torah, and we'll see why we change it today, but is that there should be Yibam, that's the pashtus. And in fact, even the whole ceremony of Chalitza, it's not really understandable today when you're not allowed to do Yibam, but the whole ceremony of Chalitza is derision and insulting the man who doesn't want to do Yibam. Right? She spits, she takes off his shoe, she says, Kacha Yayasa Liish, Asher lo yivne espeis ochiv. Right, so it's clear that chalitza is not the kavan of the Torah. So the first Mandiyamar therefore says, yeah, the Torah gives rights to a bechor. But those are rights when more than one people, more than one person wants to do yibam, so bechor has that right. But certainly yibam will trump chalitza no matter who wants to do it. Right? So that's the first Mandiyamar. Now the second Mandiyamar maybe goes with the svar that you said, and that is that if the Torah gives the prerogative of yibam to the bechor, then mimele the bechor is the one that is koveya who should do the chalitza. So that would even give him a kedima on the chalitza itself. The only question is, I'm not sure why that's so mistabra. I mean, the younger brother wants to do yibam. So according to the second Mandiyamar, since the Torah gave me, the Bechor, the mitzvah of Yibam, so I am given the right to decide whether there should be Yibam or Chalitza.
No.
The second one there.
Yeah, but, as a Bechor, he's just, you know, Yibam is always the mitzvah.
Yibam is the mitzvah, yeah.
So
would his Chalitza, like the second Mandiyamar, why would his Chalitza have priority over someone else's decision to do Yibam?
No, it wouldn't. No, according to the second
Mandiyamar. Yeah, the second Mandiyamar says, Chalitza's Gadol Adifa.
Right.
So what would the Svar be that Chalitza's Gadol would be Adifa? That chalitza was in itself a mitzvah. I can hear it, but on the other hand, the Gemara seems to say beferish chalitza b'makom yibam, not mitzvah.
Rashi has a lashon in the Gemara. Says b'makom gadol bias katan lav klum.
B'makom gadol bias katan lav. Well, he certainly doesn't mean it wouldn't be a valid yibam, right? I mean, that for sure it would be a valid if the katan did yibam.
Just saying, it's not. It's nowhere near as good.
Nowhere near as good.
But the Torah says bechor, right? The Torah uses the word bechor.
But that's only about the Hari HaMachor.
But I'm saying since the Torah talks about, he's talking about the oldest son, the Torah.
Oh, so maybe that's it. If you look at the Pesukim like that, because the Torah basically says, Im lo yachvay to ish lakacha. If the man, so who's the man? The man is the man we were talking about. In other words, the Hemshech of the Pesukim. The man who is supposed to do Yibam is the one who makes the decision Megabe Chalitza. So I don't know if we have a svara so much, but we have the Pesukim. The Pesukim is time to say that. So Memela, the second man, the Omer, says, since the man who is given the mitzvah of Yibam
is the oldest,
is the Bechor, Memela, he is the one that does the Chalitza, if he so decides. He should be Mamshech the Pesukim. Now, this is a machlokes. Now, la halacha. You see, we talked about Paschim about that. Like the first Lashayim, that Yibam trumps Chalitza. And in fact, we have an Ikid D'Amri that there's not even a machlokes on that. Ikid D'Amri, the Bia, if a younger brother wants to do Yibam, Kula Yalma Lashligi, the Bia's Katan Adifa. So, like the second Lashayim, there's not even a machlokes. And you learn the Mishnah, Kipshutei, exactly the way we learned it, that when it says, Lai Ratsa, right, what's the Lashon? Lai Ratsa, Mahalchin Okol Achin, means if the older brother says, I don't want to do Yibam, even if he's willing to do Chalitza, we go to the next brother. So what's the Machlokes? Ki Pligi B'Chalitza. The Machlokes is this. We go through all the brothers, and all the brothers say, I don't want to do Yibam, Yibam, Yibam. So the Mishnah then says, you go back to the oldest brother, but what if the younger brother wants to do Chalitza and the older brother wants to do Chalitza? So maybe in Chalitza there's no Kedima. Once we've exhausted Yibam, how would you decide? Whatever, they draw lots, whatever it is, who does Chalitza. Hachi Yitzmar, Chalitza's Kadom, Chalitza's Kadom. And that is Pligi Bar of Yechman, Rishu, and Levi. Chad Omar, chalitzas gadol adiv. Was the right supposed to be pasuk even like that? V'chad amar ki hadadi nina. Okay, so we have a machlekes and we have two l'shaynes. What the machlekes is? La'halacha, we paskin like the first lashon in both versions. Not the first lashon, the first man diyamar in both versions. We paskin that the bias got. We paskin that the bias katan has priority over the chalitzas gadol, but we also paskin the chalitzas gadol has priority over the chalitzas katan, which basically means we will go to whichever brother wants to do yibam, but once all of the brothers or none of the brothers wants to do yibam, the gadol will have the zuchus kedima in the chalitza. Okay. So the riff is just nazir, as we basically said. Hai katan. The meaning of the word katan in this machlekes, lav katan mamishu, does not mean a child below bar mitzvah. That's not shaykh. Because even though in theory a katan ben tes could do ibam, it wouldn't be shaykh for a katan ben tes to do chalitza. Chalitza could only be done by a gadol, because there is a kasev. That's none. Hachaylatzes min hakatan chalitzas apsula. Right, if a woman removes the shoe of a yavam katan, the chalitza is no good. Elahai katan lo havi pachas mishalvesh esrei shanim v'yaymechad. In other words, a gadol, 13 and a day. Right, so people always, if you ever go to Rabbanis, one of the shaylas people like to ask you when they come across this unusual phraseology, that someone is not bar mitzvah until they're 13 and a day, and they say, oh, but what if my son's, I'm making the bar mitzvah on his 13th birthday? Is he not bar mitzvah until the next day? Well, the answer is, you've already entered. In other words, you reach your 13th birthday. You are 13 years old the day before your birthday. And you've already entered the day. The birthday is already the day. Just like with the Yartzeit, right? The Yud-based Chaydash of Avelis are over the day before the Yartzeit, and the Yartzeit is the next year. And on that day, we paskin mikta sayayim kekulai, so as soon as it's nichnas into that next day, you're already considered to be a gadol. So, and the Rif adds as well, behebi shtei sayus. This is important, that a person is a gadol only if they're shanim and Cyrus, and the only thing is, the Gemara Nita says, we have what's called the Chazaka de Rabba, or the Chazaka de Rabba, that says that Raif children, when they reach the age of 13 or grow 12, have the two Cyrus, either the pubic hair or under the arm, and therefore, Legabe in Yonage Rabban, you can be Saimech on Chazaka de Rabba. So that's an important thing, because the Chazaka, you're only Saimech on in Yonim de Rabbanim. So, for example, Kriyas HaTayrus Drabbanan, mm-hmm. The kid can learn. But, L'gabi Parsha Sochar, which might be Doraisa, one has to be Machber. So if he's an early shaper or something, that would be good. But otherwise, the parents have to be able to, say.
So
people
actually
do that.
Is this people,
not everybody's
metaphic,
but...
It's matzah, right?
Some
people do it for matzah. They check the...
Baking matzah. Although, there's no reason for that because on that, gadol aymed al gadol helps you for a katan, so you know, he doesn't have to be a gadol. A gadol aymed al gadol, unless he's doing it by himself. Tia Shefer would be the first day of Rosh Hashanah would be a very important thing. Tia Shefer, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you can just get a 13-year-old, even if he's a great Baltokeya. To do it because you're not
17. He's a 17 and a half year old kid, with completely clean shaven. Completely, he's not, he doesn't look good.
Yeah, maybe a problem. Yeah.
If he's
17,
if you don't have it right.
And then, the guy being kiddish is an issue with his mother. That would get the whole issue. Let's say he's a widowed mother, divorced mother, and she wants him to make a kiddish. So, first of all, that's a katan, for sure he can't. That's budget. But even bar mitzvah. It's not so pashut that he could, but that would depend, of course, if she was yet to go right side by the Lucas and Negros. and all of those things. So the chazaka, although if the mother knows manusha, then you know, the mother either knows or doesn't know. The chazaka might not even be okay of the mother. But that's the hara to be aware of. That on the yanim de araisa, we're not sairich of the chazaka, and it's not shanim that creates godless, it's shanim and sairis that create godless. And therefore, we've got to be chalisha as well.
That's sure a virus. That's why we're not sairich of the chazaka.
Right, it's actually a virus, right.
Yeah, it's not stam derisa. We are so nefashim.
No, I understand, but to make, to make somebody godless, shunim alone do not do it. Now, at some point, we'll see. It's the 38th part. At some point, when the person has the status of a sorus or an animalist, they do become a godless. So, my father, either at the age of 20, sometimes at the age of 35, it depends. And then there'll be an interesting machlekes in the Gemara Vayter. When a person becomes a gadol, because we see that he has arrested development, he'll never have the same idea. Is he a gadol l'mafreya from a mitzvah, or is he only a gadol at age 20? If he ate chaylev, right? A person was 13. He ate chaylev without shtei sairis. At that point, we would treat him as a katan. But then he never develops into puberty. So Manela, at some point, whatever it is, we pass him, he's a god. He's a god. Is he a god of Mafreya? To now be chayav benayim. Question of Hasras. That's another thing. But is he going to be chayav for the Aver?
What's the point? The point is he's not a godol yet.
Because the rule is like this. The rule is that the concept that until you have Cyrus, you're not a godol, is that you haven't achieved the full physical development that you need to achieve.
The physical development, the mental development.
Well, physical. I mean, we're correlating it for some reason.
I'm saying that he wouldn't be high noaching because he doesn't understand well enough.
I don't think we're taking that position that he doesn't understand. Well, maybe the Torah requires that he be physically developed.
No, I know, but I'm just wondering why. Because after a certain point, after 20, 35, that was a godel, and what changed?
No, the thing that changed is that he's a katan if he has not completed the physical development that he's supposed to complete. He has not gone through all of his stages.
Right.
So but if he's a person who will never go through those stages,
therefore
he has gone as far as he's supposed to go, so therefore he's a godel. In other words, You're not a gadol until you have completed the stages of physical growth that you're going to go through.
It's individual. It's not objective.
That's correct. We assume that there'll be a further stage.
Right.
When it becomes apparent there will be no further stage, you have reached the end of the line, so you're a gadol based on that. So the question becomes whether it's somewhat great. Yeah, I mean. In Swara, it is hard to understand. I mean, certainly, I don't think it's a concept of mental development here. I mean, to say it's a mundane thing. I mean, would he be a katan, lagabe, a kinyan? We're going to call him a not a bendas.
Right. He could be a genius.
He's 30 years old.
A PhD.
He won a Nobel Prize.
Right, won a Nobel Prize. Right.
Yeah. Okay. But apparently the concept is that if we anticipate you still have stages of development you haven't gone through, you're a katan. When we know you're not going to go through any further stages, we'll make you a gadol at that point. Okay. So it's not nothing but b'chayrus. All right, so now the river's going to switch gears because it's obviously very, very clear both from the Torah and from the Mishnah that avada yibam as kadima, and indeed we just said the halacha basically is that even the Bias Katan is going to have Kedima over the Chalitzas Gadol. Yeah. So where do we find, so why do we deviate from that? Because we have another Mishnah. Tanan Hasan B'Bchairis. The Mishnah says in B'Bchairis, Mitzvah Yibam La Mitzvah's Chalitza. Like you would expect, that the Mitzvah of Yibam is preferable, Kedemas means it's preferable, to the Mitzvah of Chalitza. But Barishaina Shayu Mischavnim Lashem Mitzvah. Yeah. Do we have a Bacharis here?
Oh yes.
mitzvah siyimim pidemus the mitzvah chalitza, where rishayna shahayu mischavim l'shem mitzvah. This was true when we assumed that people were mechaving for the mitzvah of being making beis ochiv. So yibim as kedimim. V'yachshav she'ein mischavim l'shem mitzvah. Achshav is already in the time of the Mishnah. Where people, or at least were choshesh, that people are not having kavana, l'shem mitzvah, but it's l'shem taiva. So here we say, mitzvahs chalitza kedemes l'mitzvahs yibim. And Rashi says, the reason is, ha'miyabeim es yivimtei, shelo l'shem mitzvah, hogeya bi'isr eishes ach. Right, this is a big chiddush, and the question is, it doesn't actually mean that in a halachic sense, but pashas we would have learned, if a woman is a yivama, there is no isra of eishes ach. The Torah asr is eishes ach she'ein labanim, she'esh labanim. Eishes ach she'ein labanim is not an erev of eishes ach. Unless there's some other erev. Remember, we discussed this issue. If a woman is an erev, then it may be the isra of eishes ach comes back again, because since the erev, like bita, is mafkia zika, so now she's like an eishes ach. But if she's a yivama, then she's not an erev. Simple meaning is, it's not an Eser of Eishes Ach. But the Mishnah seems to be saying different in Lomdus. Intrinsically, she is an Eser of Eishes Ach. But the Torah says the mitzvah of Yibam overrides it. It's almost like a Dechia. The Torah says the Yibam is Dechia. But since intrinsically it's a Maisa Avera, the Yibam is going to be Dechia only if you're Machamin L'Shem Mitzvah. If you're not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, you're doing a maisa aveira of being pageya b'eishes ach. Now, once again, it doesn't mean that in a pure halachic sense, because if you were to say that, you would say, oh, you're chayav a korban chatas. If a person's miyabim a woman, l'shem znus, is he chayav a korban chatas? For sure not, for sure not. But spiritually, in ruchnius, when you do something that intrinsically is forbidden, but it's only permitted because of a mitzvah, and you're not doing it for the mitzvah, then in a spiritual sense, b'nei shamayim, is ki'ilu your pogeya b'yerba.
Mitzvah shvilas kavana here? Maybe it's not the kind of mitzvah as well.
Well, see, that's impossible to say, because
you don't need that.
The Mishnah says in the sixth parak that you're kind of the yavama even without that. So we can't say, unless you're going to be mechalek between the kavanah and the mitzvah, that is possible. It is possible you're kaina the
mitzvah
without das, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That is shaykh. That is shaykh. Because that would that depend on mitzvah sriuchas kavanah? The emes is, there's a Rambam. Your connection would not be right for the following reason: that there's a Rambam. Rambam paskins. Hatekeo l'shir, it's a famous kasha. This is numerous bar mitzvah speeches on this steamer in the Rambam. It says Hatekeo l'shir, he was my rabbi's assistant. Hatekeo l'shir is lo yatsa. And I blow a shofar to enjoy the music. I'm not yetzeh because mitzvah is tzariches kavana. And yet the Rambam says if a person ate matzah without being mechavin, l'shem mitzvah, the Rambam says you are yetzeh. So they ask a stira, l'chayra, achilas matzah, same thing. Mitzvah, there's a machlekes, mitzvah tzariches kavana, or mitzvah slay tzariches kavana. Why is the Rambam mechalek between tekeo l'shir and eichel matzah? It's a famous kasha. So the Kesef Mishnah says like this. You see by Averis, there's a category, by Hilchos Shabbos, there's a category called Misasek. Now what's a Misasek? Misasek means, I was mechavin to do a pa'ula that's not a pa'ula that's usher, but it turned out to be usher. The example is, I see a plant, and I think the plant is tallish. I think it's just resting, it's leaning against the tree. So I'm going to pick up this flower, that's just is cut. So I wasn't mechaving to do a Maisa Tzalisha. But it turned out to be mechaver. So that's different than shagig. Shagig is the pshat. I was mechaving to do a pula that's usher, but I thought it was not Shabbos, or I thought you're allowed to do it. That's shagig. Misasek is the pula that was done was not the thing I wanted to do at all. So we say misasek. So misasek is pater. So the Gemara Krisa says, what if your misasek be arayis? Think about this. Misasek be arayis. He was mechaving to be bayal his wife, which is chotuch. He's bayal an eishes ish. Chaylev. Think about this. See, by shagig, every case of chaylev is shagig is a misasek. I thought this was shuma. That's misasek. Right? It's interesting. By Shabbos, you can come up with a shagig that's not misasek. I was mechaving to be chaytech, but I didn't know it was Shabbos. But by chaylev, I think it's shuman. The only thing that would not be a misasek is if I know it's chaylev and I thought it was mutter. That's a machlech. They'll call that a mutter. But if I think it's shuman, it's a misasek. So the Gemara says, misasek b'chalav v'arayis chayev shekein nene. It's a Gemara. Now, wherever you understand the Gemara, that itself would be a complicated thing. You see that when the Aveira comes from Hana, even if you didn't have the requisite Kavana, there's going to be a Chiyah by Misasek. That's a statement in the Gemara. Misasek, b'chalovim, the Arayas. So Zakta Kesef Mishnah makes a symmetry, a bridge here. The same way, there's a Musuk that Shekein Nana gives a chashivas to your action, to an Aveira, that even if you were a misase, he says, Hua did by mitzvah Srichas Kavana in the positive sense, that when the key of HaMitzvah comes through Hanah, you're going to be yaitzei the mitzvah even without Kavana. And that's the Navi Mina, he says, between Tokeo the Shir, it's not Hanah, because Kol itself is not Kavana. The Hanah, Achilas Matzah is called Hanah. In other words, he shall sue that the same way there's a same way I use Hanah in a negative way, I use it in a positive way. Misasek, again, this needs a lot of hesper, but he's making this correlation. So, the Mela was just thinking what you said, according to the Kesef Mishnah, since the Kinyan of Yibam is also the Shekei Nana, it would be like a Misasek be a rice with the Rambam Machalopachas with Paskin, Mitzvah Stoki Kabbalah. Yeah. But even so, the pshat is like this though. The pshat is, let's say you're mekayim the mitzvah, but since your kavana wasn't l'shem mitzvah, then the Eibishter assesses your action spiritually based on the kavana you brought to it. The example would be like this. The example would be, I'll give you a dimyon to this. The Gemara says in Nazir, Isha hafeiran, Isha hafeiran, right? The husband is made for the neder of his wife. Hashem yislach lo. Hashem will forgive her. So the Gemara asks the Kasha in Maseches Nazir, if the husband was made for the neder, what is Hashem yislach lo? Right? So it says that this is talking about a case where she ushered something, and she continued to eat it after the Baal was made for, but she didn't know about it. So her kavana was to do an aveira. So even though she did something mutter, if her kavana was to do an aveira, she needs salicha, because this is chashav lalais basar chazir. You thought you were eating tref. It happened to be kosher. You need kapara, because your machshava was to do an aveira. Now,
you need kapara beyond your korban.
You don't need a korban. That's for sure. Now the Taisus asked Akasha, what do you mean? Why do you need kapara? She had a bad machshava, but what she did was mutter.
Right.
Machshava ra. Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitztareh u'mayseh. So Taisus doesn't answer, but the teretz that the Mefarshim give is that this is different. If I stop as I have a machshava ra, that doesn't count. It's a ma'aseh. But if my Mashava Ra was carried out in a physical action, even though the physical action turned out to be mutter, that's called taking my Mashava to the next level. So I think you have a dimion here that Lamaisa I did something mutter. Yiba, mitzvah. But if my Kavana wasn't same to us, then spiritually I did a Maisa Be'er
Be'er. But not spiritually, but Al-Achri, you're still doing something.
You're not Chayim Akar.
You know, it's not the shame loose, exactly.
And not the shame enemies, but not the shame mitzvah. It's the shame
time. No, wait, I don't, it's right to understand that. I mean, the shame time, getting married is also a mitzvah, right?
Yeah.
So, but and if he's very attracted to this woman, what's wrong with
that? But there's no aveira in that. See,
there's no aveira.
Here,
there's an aveira.
This is Asia Sach. That's right. You know, you're not doing it the same.
Even though you also, that's also part of the Kavada Mustafa, right? I mean, wants to marry her.
Wants to marry her.
In this situation, he wouldn't get the issue because he may not get the full level of the spiritual level of the mitzvah. He would get the practical benefits of the mitzvah, not the spiritual benefits of the mitzvah. That's what we come out to.
But it also seems that there's a certain ayin involved. Right. There's not just he doesn't get spiritual benefits. Right.
But he does fulfill the mitzvah on a practical level.
So based on the Mishnah, I'm suggesting he does fulfill the mitzvah.
Right. So how do you get an onus at the same time? How do you get an onus when you're fulfilling the mitzvah? It's a bit.
Right, there's a merida. There's a.
A person could get an ayinesh.
A spiritual lesson in the mitzvah, maybe, because you don't. But say, you're getting mitzvah and also the demerit on the other side.
But then of course, you get into a laughter about, should I then turn it into a mitzvah about the
Aver?
Right. Which we're not going to say.
So, how is it even possible to work? You get a lesson in the mitzvah because you don't have the kavan, I understand, but to say, you're going to get a partial of the Aver, along with the mitzvah of Yibum, is a bit bizarre.
It's a charge of yourself, you
Because Revelation doesn't exist.
He's kind of the Avama for sure, there's no doubt about that. I'm saying, based on the guess of Mishnah, there would even be a key in this list. Yibam. She came down there. No, but I think like this. I think that the Avashir punishes you for the Machshava. For example, let's say a person. I'm not sure. A person does a mitzvah. Totally not l'shem shemayim. He does it l'shem kavod. He does it l'shem something. So, on one hand, we say it's still a mitzvah, and indeed a person should be Isaac. B'tarav of a mitzvah, filo shalo l'shma. So the question is, that's the question. Will the Eibishter give him an einash? I guess that's kind of the question. Will the Eibishter give him an einash because his mindset was not a pure mindset? Will he be nanash?
I've seen these little shanahs where the mitzvah is empty, the mitzvah is chaser.
So you want to tell me that maybe the net effect is. Although Rashi's lashon is very strong, which is really taking from the Gemara, ki'ilu pageya. See, I hear what you're saying, but I think the lashon ki'ilu pageya be here. But
of course, it's ki'ilu.
There's no vera doing something necessarily for kavod. It's not a shreif of vera.
So Uri Achiti gets killed because he's a Mairi B'malchus. Everything is right. Everything is right. Yeah. Since David HaMelech's Kavana was, at least part of his Kavana was he wanted her, so it's treated like adultery. But that's still not right, because there was no mitzvah for him to marry her. But here, I guess the difficulty you have, because of the aura, is that side by side with the mitzvah to marry her, which he's doing, you're calling it an aveira at the same time. See, with David HaMelech, it's less difficult because there was no mitzvah to marry her. So I can look at it as an adult, spiritual adultery.
Oh, that's the thing, even Pop, the same bulo.
I hear. What you're saying, Shach, I don't think it's so mashma in Rashi's Lashon, ki'ilu pageya b'erva. So it turns out, though, that people see there's a different amount of the Yomrim. But it turns out that we have a stuff. The Mishnah in Yevamos doesn't say, the Mishnah in Yevamos says, do Yima. The Mishnah in Bechayra says, that was Deiris HaRishayim. But Deiris HaChreinim, HaChreinim isn't just us, HaChreinim is already, by the time of the Mishnah, they weren't Mishchatim L'Shem Mitzvah, Mitzvah's Chalitz HaKedemus. So how do we pass him?
So can I just bring you back to the case of Mishnah just for a second?
Yeah.
That case of Mishnah, the pshat is just that the kavana. If we say that you're usually going to need kavana for the mitzvah, so the kavana makes you more aware of what it is that you're doing. That's the pshat, that it makes you more conscious of what's going on. So therefore, hana can substitute in for kavana because avad, if you get in hana, you're aware of what's going on. That's
the pashas.
It's consciousness. That's the
pashas. The you know, the Ran says, though, the Ran Taka says that this would only be true, and maybe this fits with your explanation, this would only be true if L'chala Pachais, you know that it's Leil Pesach, and you know that you're eating matzah, as opposed to whatever, let's say you're eating some ground up thing, and you don't even know it's matzah. So he says there, Shekain Den is not going to help you, which actually fits your svara, because it's one thing to say, if I know it's Lo Pesach, I know I'm eating matzah, even if I didn't consciously think about the mitzvah, but the hana gives me that awareness. If I don't know it's matzah, I don't know what day it is. Right? So, the Ran Taka says, Lo Maisa, that even the Rambam would be Maida, that would be a type of misasik, where you would not be Yetzir.
Doing
would not be
Yetzir. In the Mishnah in Machayis, how did they take it seriously?
These people, how did they know?
How did they know? Well, I don't know if they needed to take a survey. I mean, were Chazal, does the Mishnah mean 100% of the people are not Mechavim?
It doesn't mean that.
It could mean a small percentage. But Chazal said,
how did they know things changed from the
It could be there were a few cases where guys came in and it was pretty obvious that these guys were not Mechavim.
But again, the justification of this rule does not require that a lot of people
were Mechavim.
Because Chazal might make a judgment that even if it only happened once in a while, the Aveira is a greater pagan than the benefits of people doing evil. So they're not making a judgment. Everybody's that way.
Right. But they knew that it changed. They knew that the things changed.
The assumption would be, first of all, the Lashon of the Mishnah itself says things change. It's not that Chazal took a static situation and said, we're going to deal with it now.
Right.
There seems to have been a eureka. It's interesting. I don't know if this would be correlated. Remember, when the Mishnah was written in the aftermath of Bar Kokhba, all of the turbulence and the events, Chazal could have seen a great spiritual eureka. Many things were happening, Hadrianic, persecutions. So they saw that.
The writing down the Mishnah itself was a result of that. I mean, that's correct.
The Mishnah is the aftermath of the Bar Kokhba revolt. And Rashi says in Bava Metzia that the Yais Lasas Lashem came because there was so many turbulence, so many gezeimos. So there was a brief respite. Right? Rebbe had a good relationship with Antoninus. So Rebbe said, we better do it now because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So Rashi says, the mission of the Dafka was compiled in a time of Shalom because there was a good relationship with the emperor. But before and after, things were very, very bad. So the Eishlas Lashem is, we better get this down when we can, because who knows what's going to happen. And indeed, things did happen after Rebbe died. Yeah. But I don't know, an interesting question about the methodology. I'll give you another example, just apropos of nothing, but you reminded me of it. Somebody asked me a question, but it's not his question. It's a very, very, very good question. It's a hard question. And that is, Chazal make gezeiros, and the gezeiros have reasons. Right? And sometimes the reasons don't seem to apply. So when do you say, because you can write a whole sefer on this, and there aren't facts for him in this, when do you say, oh, batla tam, batla gezeira? And when do you say, oh, chavim made gezeiros,
this is it.
And, you can hear either thing. The problem is that sometimes we say one thing and sometimes say another thing. And it's very, very difficult to know when I say a gezeira is totally on a tam, and when do I say the gezeira is
When do we lose the capacity to make the decision ourselves?
The emphasis is even Bisman Azad, even Bisman Azad, sometimes say, oh, this doesn't apply today.
At some point we had it all. At some point.
When we had a Sanhedrin, that's a separate thing. They could be Mavatal Gezeira. Yeah. For sure, Sanhedrin would be Mavatal, at least if they're Gadol Mimenu B'Chacham. But here we're talking about when can we say, as a matter of psak, that the Gezeira was totally under reason. Right? So there are a lot of different things. So one of the tirutz that they give is that Gezeiras were made in two different forms. Sometimes Chazal said in the Lashon of the Gezeira, this gezeira is because. So when they're explicitly taile, then batla tam batla gezeira. And sometimes they made it the lashon buchlet. This is the law. Now you're going to have two questions on that. Number one, so why did Chazal work that way? Sometimes this and that. But number two is, how do we possibly know? We don't have transcripts. Okay. Of the legislative takanas of a Sanhedrin. We don't, in other words, you're trying to historically reconstruct and say, oh, this was a gezeira that was. No, but we don't, the Gemara itself doesn't give us the Lashon. Right. We don't have the Lashon of the gezeira.
We take the Melech Sidonis.
Yeah. Right, so we say it's not Mitsuya Beinenu. Yeah. So there's another Mahalach like this. This is an interesting point. Not every Isser Chazal gave you was a gezeira. For example, let's say Chazal announced, don't eat the meat of this sheichet, or don't eat this product, because it has a non-kosher ingredient.
Like the bedat says, or something.
Yeah. So it's not the bedat. They're not making a gezeira, they're just giving you a warning. Yeah. So the mail, they're giving you a warning, and the thing gets fixed.
Right.
And there was never any gezeira.
Right.
As opposed to a gezeira is a law. The difference between making a law and giving you a warning. So some Yisurim of Chazal, many Yisurim, are not in the getter of Gezeiros, they're in the getter of warnings. Don't do this because it's trade. Right? So for Mela, if the Messias changes,
So
Maim Achronim is the same thing. Maim Achronim basically said, Chazal basically said, it's dangerous, if you learn that way, it's dangerous to have Melisodimus on your fingertips, so we're telling you to watch.
Right. And
so they didn't demand. Well, okay, you ask another question. I mean, Maim Achronim has two different timings. Maim Achronim, Chayva, Al Sabir Chasam Hasan, Al Melisodimus. But, I mean, Shulchan Aruch Paskin is a Chayv, okay, that's fine. But like the Shitas, like Taisus' Shita, that it doesn't apply to Zman Azeh, they don't look at it as a Takana at all. They looked at it as simply a warning, Chazal gave you, not to engage in unhealthy behavior. So Mimela, it's a warning. It wasn't Takana. So
we don't have Zman Azeh, obviously you don't have to worry.
Right. Yeah, not good. The Mechaber Paskin's not the way, because there's another reason for my Machrein. In other words, it's not the Pshat. Oh, even though we don't have melisodimus, I got to wash for melisodimus. The chiyuv to wash would be for another reason.
We have machlokes on which. So you're saying bezman hazeh, you have machlokes on what these gezeiras were told as. Were they just warnings, generic warnings?
That's right. But the question is how do you know? That's the question. How do you know one way or the other? I mean, it's one thing if I had a transcript of Sanhedrin's, the Lashon. I mean, the Gemara gives us a few. You start in one hand. The Gemara gives us occasionally an actual Igeris to have a Gamaliel sense. But that's very rare. We usually don't have
it. So basically, these two stories are basically the same. Making a law and a tam, and whether you're giving it a tam or not, it's another part of the prison.
It's a little different. There's a fellow, he's a Dati in the Yomi world, but he's a Chashim Atam Chacham. What is his name? Naria Gutel. Tamiya Gutzman wrote a sefer about Hishtanus HaTeva La'alacha, which goes into all of the, really good, it goes into Hishtanus HaTeva science, and it goes into when do I say but what time. Gila is another example, Gila. The halacha, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to drink liquids that were left uncovered if you weren't in the room, because where Chayshesh, Nachash came, drank from it, and was Matil Eretz. Yes. So there's a big machlekes, Bizman HaZeh, where it's, we say, Lo Shechichi Nachashim. It's not so Shechich, depending on where in the world you are, but most places, Nachash doesn't come into the house and drink. So is there an Isser of Gili Bizman HaZeh? So many Paiskim say you don't have to be Chayshesh for Gili. Chazal made a Gezerah. So some say no. Chazal only made the Gezerah, but Makam where Shechiach Nechashim. But there you do have a good right, because there, even at the time of the Gezerah, Chazal said where it's Lo Shechiach Nechashim, it's Mutter. So when the Gezerah itself differentiates, I can now say everywhere is like that. Mm-hmm. I'm working with the Gezerah itself. But the Gra B'Chadok, the Gra B'Chlal took the position, it's more of a mystical position, that Chazal had, Rav Dessler's Marichimus, that Chazal had many, many reasons for Gezeiros, and they only told you one of them. So you could never say, oh,
What we do say at some time.
You have to see if the Gra,
We don't know. At some point we lost the...
We don't know.
Even when there's an explicit Tom, there's still other Tom.
That's what the Gra says.
Even if there's other...
I'll be Nister the other time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. But it's fun. Okay. How do we get into this? I don't remember kind of things, but okay.
They asked me about the
change. Yeah. So what do we pass? So now, we have the Mishnah in Mechayvis. And on this we say, Amar Rav, Ein Kaifin. So what does it mean, Ein Kaifin? Look in the Mukha Yosef. Amar Rav, Ein Kaifin. Pirish Rashi Zal, as Sefer. This is going on the Sefer of the Mishnah in Mechayvis. Right? The Mishnah in Mechayvis says that Bizman HaZeh, that we're not Mechavin the Shem Mitzvah, Mitzvahs Chalitza Kedemis. And we, right? So Rashi says on that, Afal Gav de Mitzvahs Chalitza Kedemis, E Tarvayu Nichaluhu Liyabe, Ein Kaifin Eisam Lachlitz. So this is very interesting. According to the way Rashi learns Rav, even though Chalitza is better than Yibum Bizman HaZeh, and if they would ask the Beis Din, what should we do? The Beis Din would tell them, Bizman HaZeh, do Chalitza. But if both people want to do Yibum, we don't force them to do Chalitza, we permit them to do Yibum. So according to the way Rashi learns Rav, the statement in the Mishnah, actually, and maybe it's mashu that way, that by saying mitzvahs chalitza kaidemes, it doesn't say yibum is forbidden. The Mishnah could have said something else. The Mishnah could have said, bizman hazeh ein miyabim. Mm-hmm. By saying mitzvahs chalitza kaidemes, it is basically saying chalitza is preferable to yibum, but if the two people want to do yibum, we're not going to stop them. Now, I would just be myself, though, that I think there would obviously be no kedima anymore, meaning like this. If you had the, this will redefine the sugya before. If you had the gadol who wants to do yibum, or anybody, one brother wants to do yibum, and she'll go along with it, and another brother wants to do chalitza, we would go to the chalitza. We would, in other words, the rule that yibum trumps chalitza would be reversed. Now, chalitza trumps yibum. That's fine. But let's say there's only one Yavam, and he and she want to do Yibam, ain't Kaifa? Yeah. And Ruki Yosef says, let's see what he says, writer, the Avogav de Mitzvah Chalitza Kedemes, E Tervayu Nichalu Liyabem, ain't Kaifa Nai Samachlites, Bechain Mashma Pashta de Sugi, Leimer Avo Bishomar, the Mitzvah Chalitza Kedemes, Neshein Mishab and Neshein Mitzvah, Mikal Makaim, ain't Kaifa. Rabbi Yehuda, the Iskin, beget Chalitza Kein, but there is Achrayim Mayim. Okay, you'll see the Lashon Raja. Aval, Rabbeinu Tam Zatzal, I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Hananel Zatzal, Rabbeinu Hananel, Rabbeinu Tam, Pirshu, the Aresha Koi. It's going on Doris or Mishainim. Aval Gav de Mitzvahs Yibam Kaidemes, Im Loi Ratsu Liyabim Elul Machweiz, Ein Kaidu Liyabim. Mamish the other way around. His man has said, see, Rabbeinu Tam, in fact, the Minhag Ashkenaz, the Ramaz Pesach is the Pesach of Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there is no heter of Yibam B'zman Zan. We will not allow Yibam. And we will be Kaifa not to do Yibam, and we'll be Kaifa Chalitza. And whatever Kaifa means exactly, what it basically do is limited, but we will not permit a Yibam to take place. So when Rav says Ein Kaifa, it's simply going the other way around. That when Yibam was the best mitzvah, if they didn't want to do Yibam, we would not be Kaifa a Yibam, we would allow them to do Chalitza. Meaning, unlike other mitzvahs where we're Kaifa Naisa, Yishim Raisani, we're not Kaifa Vayibam.
Isn't that Pasha from the Mishnah, Loi Ratza?
Yeah. So L'chaira, the question is, if you're simply saying you don't force Yibam, then L'chaira, isn't that what the Mishnah says? Because the Mishnah says, if all of the brothers don't want, we go back and offer the option of Chalitza. So L'chaira, it's Muchrach, you're not Kaifa on Yibam. Right, so what is the chiddush of that? The mitzvahs chalitza kaidemes, Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, kivin the chayshin and dilma paga bierva, kofin aisolachas. So let's see the Titus himself. The Titus, what happens? On the test. Yes.
Why focus on me?
Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush, maybe that's the chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is, even if there's only one yavam, we're not kaifa. In other words, you were asking, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the chiddush? The Mishnah says you're not kaifa. Right? The Mishnah's not kaifa, you can pass the buck.
Yeah.
The chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is being myself that even if you can't pass the buck, ain't kaifa. He's adding more, a little bit more than the Mishnah.
So we'd have to say the Torah is only talking explicitly about a time when there are multiple brothers. Because the Torah introduces the idea of Yibam, right? Of Chalitza.
Right,
which is
the need for. Oh, you're asking to catch on the Torah Gufa, not just the Mishnah. You're asking to catch on. Yeah. No. That's interesting. That's an interesting part. The interesting part is, he's asking, how could there possibly be a Hava Amina? Forget about any lumbus here. How could there possibly be a Hava Amina that we force a person to Yibam when the Torah says if the man doesn't want, he can be Chalitza? You're asking me to write Kacha.
We're fundamental about it.
Right, so what Hava Amina is that we would force a man to do Yibam?
Or maybe
you say that Toys are going to be multiple brothers.
Yeah, yeah. And I say that would be one that we're going to tear it. You're right. Yeah. Maybe, okay. You're right. Maybe she doesn't want to do either. Maybe they don't want to do either. Then I would think you're forcing him on me.
Somebody would have to with divorce. And I mean, once you're. That's just weird. Why would you have that?
That's
weird.
That's interesting. You know, you want to say Rav's Kiddush is, but he doesn't want
to. We're going to force. And he less doesn't want to do chalitza, so of course.
That's very hard to do. I say you make it from Aaron. Yeah, I hear. Yeah, how would you be kaipa?
That's really a lot of shame, that's what.
That's right. Yeah, no, maybe even not a really not the power. Yeah, I hear. So it's a good heart, but that might be the terrorists when they can't pass the buck. But the point is, the reason why Rebbeinu Tam learns this way, really, is because Rebbeinu Tam is mighty lahalacha that once you paskin that is kilu pogea be'erba, it's not shaykh we would permit them to do yibum if they both want to, and therefore fakir b'zman hazeh. So this is where I'm in. I'm talking to Ramaz Pesach. B'zman hazeh, we are kaifa in the sense that we don't allow them to be miyabim, and the ain kaifa just means ain kaifa liyibum in the daras harishayim, which is the machlekes. But interesting, Rashi's chaylik. It's interesting. I don't know if Rashi was nayek even, but according to Rashi, it turns out we would be miyayet them to do chalitza. Rashi, but there's nothing wrong with them doing it. Not. We wouldn't stop them from doing even.
That's what the Sfarim say. How could that be the Shulchan
Aruch? That's a Sfarim pass. No, the Sfarim pass can work. They don't pass him like Abishol. See, they don't pass him like the Mishnah B'chayrus at all. Okay, but within this psak we have a machlekes Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam how to learn Rav.
So well, unless now if someone does, you we just say also we just.
But the Yevon he's kind of, but the Yevon for sure he's kind of. Even like Rebbeinu Tam, if you did need him, you're kind of.
Right. So I'm saying we don't even probably.
We don't. You know, after Achar Amaisa, we don't say the divorce. We don't say that. Although it's interesting. If you really took Pogea the Arab series, you'd have to be Maitzi, right? Every
well, it's just Kiyu. It's
not. I know it's Kiyu, but is it every Bia? That's every Bia is Kiyu Pogea the Arab, every Bia, right? So the Chayra.
It could be after a little while, the type is cut.
Yeah, then it becomes a shame.
It's that is the shame. That's
the shame. See, the Rambam paskins Stamazai like the Reisha. The Rambam doesn't pass like the Mishnah. The Mishnah Mechiras Rav. The Rambam says, "Is a mitzvah to say of Yibam, lo yirasa liyave chaylek." So we're not kaifa on Yibam. And then he says, "Mitzvahs Yibam kaidemes, the mitzvahs chalitza." Same thing, right? So this is the meaning of the Svardim. Svardim follow the Rambam's path. Now it's interesting that L'chaira, the Rambam is Chaylik on the Rif. The Rif paskins like the Mishnah B'chairis, and then he just brings Rav to say ain't Kaifin, right? But does the Rambam bring, let me just be sure, I want to be sure of this, the Rambam later brings the Mechan and the Shame, maybe he brings it. doesn't bring kilo b'yaver, the Rambam paskins. Bizman hazeh, mitzvah siyibah, miskademes, love a mitzvah chalitza. It's interesting that he's mamish, again, whenever he's chalit on the riff, it's unusual. Okay. Let's just see a little further. Kiyosu l'kamei derav. When a couple came before Rav, Amar lei inichalach yaben ve'ilai chalitz. So how do we understand this? Bishlomo, like Rashi, even like Rashi, it's sure, but it's not so sure. Like Rashi, what does Rashi learn? Rashi learns, even though we paskin mitzvahs chalitza kedemes, if they both want to do yibam, they can do yibam. That's how Rashi learns. So Rav would tell a couple, if you want, you can do yibam. But if you don't want, you do chalitza. But even like Rashi, what does this mean? Certainly, if the Mishnah in Bechayra says mitzvah chalitza kedemes, so even if they want to do yibam, they can do it. But we're not going to tell them to do yibam. So even like Rashi, what is the meaning of this sentence?
Unless you make the case that they came and they said we want to do you. You have to add in. We just want to do you. He says, okay, you I'm not going to stand in your way.
Okay.
But that's...
That's a digression.
Mass.
Okay. But, like Rabbeinu Tam, this sentence is inexplicable. Because going to Rabbeinu Tam, Rav's reference to Ein Kaifin was Dervis or Rishayin, and we're not Kaifan Yiva. But by the time they come in front of Rav, they're not even given the right to do Yiva. So, L'chayra, this is Shver like Rashi, and it's more Shver like Rabbeinu Tam. Wow, what does that even mean? What does Rashi say over here? It's fascinating. If you look at the Gemara on the Yesterday base, you actually have a reversal of Gersa. He told them, he was chalitz, he was yabe. If you want to chalitza, if you mention chalitza in the first time, which according to Rashi works out well. Even the Rabbeinu Tam, it's very shrewd. How does Rabbeinu Tam learn that shtickle? So Taisa says, it. Achi havu asu l'kamei derav. That's very true. Beinu says that this was referring to a couple where he knew they were mechad of the shame mitzvah. So for them, they go back. That's very important. Rabbeinu Tam is now suggesting that we can make ad hoc exceptions. That's how he's matched. It's a huge daichek. But you see why he has to say it. Rabbeinu Tam has to learn that the statement of offering them the Yibam option can only apply
And the flow of the Gemara is almost ridiculous. The Gemara, bring me something which is helpful. Just told me what Rav holds, and then you bring me a Maisa this story.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really this story. It's not
illustrated. It's not illustrated. Right, it's not illustrated. The statement ain't Chaitman means the Dairis are Yishayim them, where they were
Mechab
we don't force the Yibam.
But
again, Rav did the same thing for people now who are living like Dairis are Yishayim.
I see.
That's Rabbeinu. But to me, it's a very mundane to say that if Chazal said that we don't do Yibam because of Bahabi Erba, we're going to make an exception for tzaddikim. You don't do such a thing. Okay, but that's how he has to be matcha. And according to Rashi,
they came wanting to do it.
Already.
So and we'll
either,
take
way,
the
either way, and then maybe the Gersim and Gemara is a little better. That Rav first told them chalitza and then yibam. Yeah, so at least mm-hmm. Rashi that in the answer that Gersim. Yeah, but God knows how hungry. Did they change that gear? No, they won't change the gear, so that would be. So there's a nice style here.